Both Shell and Statoil have received approval from the National Marine Fisheries Service to conduct seismic studies in the Chukchi Sea, thanks to a new decision by a federal court. The oil companies had previously been prohibited from doing any work there because of a court order that blocked drilling. U.S. District Judge Ralph Beislein had issued that order in July, but revised it to allow research work. Beislein amended the Shell order and the Statoil ruling last week. Phil Dyer is the stakeholder manager for Shell. He says the research Shell will be doing will help them find offshore deposits of oil and gas.
Well, we've got mainly research with acoustic buoys, and we've got some research doing research which is called ice gouge and geotech services, and also something called shallow hazards. But we're still waiting for permits for that. We're still waiting for an IA, what they call an IHA, to carry that out.
Both Senator Mark Begich and Governor Sean Parnell advocated for Shell and Statoil. After Beislein's order was issued, Begich met with officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management to see if the issuance of exploration permits could be expedited. Parnell expressed concern over the number of jobs affected by the exploration holdups, something which Dyer stressed as well.
Even with this very limited program, we're looking at 300 people.
Dyer says Shell hoped to have all the necessary documents to move forward with research by last Friday. Statoil could not be reached for comment.